How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Why did you grow up at the end then?
But I just wanted to change the inflections. I sometimes think, you know, you could get into a vocal idiom that is a little bit...
Boring.
Yeah,
I think I always say hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends the same. Should I do it differently?
But it's part of the charm
hello
of it.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends.
What if we take Radio 4 as our benchmark,
okay,
which surely we have been doing with all
always
our podcasts, they can be quite... It's always BBC, Radio 4. Like, it's not...
Susie Ruffle and Tom Allen.
Yeah, very similar.
Now the Today Show.
And now the Today Show. Yeah.
I like the, like, late-night Magic FM people... Magic is like, it's the kind of radio station that only plays Dance With My Father by Luther Vandross.
It mainly is sad.
Sad songs.
Sad songs.
Sad songs to cry to.
Yeah, the breakup songs. It's like Breakup FM.
Yeah. And the woman that hosts like the late night love songs is like, hi. I hope everyone's just enjoying. Ron's been in touch. He says, Emma, if you're out there, he remembers.
Ron.
Okay, well, here's... Luther Don't get Vandross. Breaking my heart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Magic. I haven't listened to Magic for a while. Is that the one that Emma Bunting is on?
No, I think she's on a different one. Oh. I don't know which one, though.
Is she on Heart?
Maybe.
Oh, but Magic I do like, yeah, well...
Podcast talking about radio stations.
I mean, what is it? What
is this?
Crossover. It's like interspecial...
Mating.
Mm.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Now, Tom, you said to me, I know I want to talk about this week.
Yeah.
It's a big subject. What like-minded friends, we don't take on enough big subjects,
big
not enough topical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We want info. Tom, tell me, what are we talking about this week?
Shopping centres.
Oh my God, finally.
Finally.
Oh, I can imagine all of you, headphones in, are thinking, thank God.
Thank God. This is going to be a great commute, you thought to yourself.
Right?
This is going to be such a great time. So,
right,
this week, I tell you, Suze, I had one of the best afternoons. I had a rare afternoon off.
Oh my God, I love it.
So guess where I went? Westfield, Shepherd's Bush, Shebu.
Okay,
I did not live near there, so I had to set off quite early to avoid the
rush hour.
Rush hour, yeah.
Rush hour.
The rush hour. Changed at Brixton, not at Victoria. Top tip, but don't do that. Anyway, don't everybody do it, because it's my thing. Because you cannot
Although,
get on a tube at Victoria.
Although, if only our listeners did it.
Yeah, it'd probably be fun.
Be like, hey guys.
It'd be a nice way to connect with people.
Right?
Just
wait at Brixton for Tom.
Wait at Brixton for me, dashing through. And then got to Westfield. Oh my God. Have you been to Westfield Shepherd's Bush?
Yes, I've been alive.
Yeah, well, it's so great.
It's amazing.
They've got all the shops.
Yeah, and they've also got that bit that's like super posh.
The Village.
Right? Where it's like, oh, here's Burberry and Chanel. And you're like, I'm looking for Topshop.
Yeah, yeah, they have. Also, first floor shops have two levels.
Yeah.
It's really exciting when you're going like, hang on, what floor am I on? H&M, you can go up two levels but still be on the first floor of Westfield.
Oh my God.
You can see the Christmas lights are ready to be switched on.
Oh, I love it.
Not switched on yet, thank God.
I'm so excited for Christmas.
Do you like Christmas a lot?
I love a shopping mall at Christmas.
It is. It's the heart and soul of Christmas.
Right.
The Christmas
I love
story
seeing,
comes alive.
I love hearing... Like Jingle Bell Rock.
All the pop classics. People don't bring out... The trouble with those Christmas songs, they're not being renewed.
No.
No one's bringing out new ones.
No.
So it's just like, I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Just like that as well.
Yeah. That was like Mariah Carey was here.
It was. Oh my God, she's in the room.
She's like, she's actually here. But, you know, so I do love a shopping centre. Yeah, it brings people together.
Does it?
Yeah, it's a great thing to do. You know.
So what did you have lunch there?
So I met my friends Rose and Stu there.
I know those guys. They're great guys.
They are great guys.
Do they have their small baby?
Who are you talking about?
Oh, I'm thinking about different friends.
Yeah, I think so. Rose and Stu, who are you thinking?
I'm thinking of Saskia and Stu.
Oh, no, I did not meet them there.
I just heard Stu.
Them. I saw them for brunch.
Right, that's why I know.
On Sunday. Saskia put up a picture of me on Instagram. I have a drink that matches my jumper. You can look if you like. Anyway, this is my friend Rose Metafeo.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful.
Great guy.
New Zealand comic. And my wonderful friend Stuart Laws.
Great guy. Love him.
Also a wonderful comic.
Oh, loves the podcast. Hey, Stu.
he does like the podcast. Well, I hope he enjoys getting this mention. He's a great guy. He was saying what a great time he's had working on some ideas with you, Susie.
We made a short film, guys. Don't worry. You're going to know all about it. It's a bit gay. It's going to come out next year.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no one will be able to resist. But so I met them there. I did some great shopping.
Right.
We went to the Aesop shop. Obviously, we didn't buy anything. We just tried the samples.
Of course.
What are your thoughts on Aesop? Have you been there?
I think it's a bit... It's like Kiehl's, isn't it?
It's more expensive than Kiehl's, I'd say.
Yeah, it's all a bit poncy for me.
I love it for that.
I can imagine that.
The man... Oh, fun fact. I went in my casuals, country casuals.
Is this a fun fact? Sorry, just think it all the way through.
Okay. Interesting fact. Thing I've noticed. Thing I've noticed is wearing my country casuals... Very poor customer service. Normally, if I'm wearing a blazer, maybe my smart shoes, maybe Brogues, very good customer service. As soon as I dressed down, the man in Aesop...
Couldn't give a shit.
Couldn't give.
He's like, oh, who's this tramp that's coming?
He was like, who are these tramps? They're clearly not going to buy anything.
But you didn't. He was right.
He was right.
I mean, he knows his brand.
He knows the sort of people who buy that stuff.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, it wasn't busy in there, so...
They never are, but that's because they need to sell, like, one thing.
One thing, and then it's all paid for the day.
Yeah, like one hand cream.
And then
everyone can go home.
You know, and I love my hand cream that I bought from there. I mean, it was expensive, but I bought it. But then it comes in, like, a tube, like a toothpaste tube, and I tried to roll up the end. It split the tube, and now the hand cream is coming out of a split in it.
Oh, see.
Why do good things happen to bad people? Now, so we went to Aesop. Then we just sort of mooched around quite a few shops.
Right. Did you buy anything?
Yeah, I bought some folders in Paper Chase.
Really dull.
Really dull thing to buy, but really I needed dull. It for my account. I bought the Liz Earle face wash.
Lovely.
As discussed on this podcast. And then, what was the third thing I bought? I bought something else. Then, I went and bought a tie that I thought was orange, and when I got it home, I realised it was red, and I've got a red tie, I don't need it.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. But
absolute nightmare. How many ties do you have?
Good question. I think only about 10, really, on rotation.
Oh, really? And I always feel like you'd have, like, 100.
There's not that... Well, I find there's not that many occasions to wear them, and I just go for bold colours.
Would you wear one with, like, a duck on? Like, flying ducks, like mallards?
No, I don't really like those type of ones, actually, if I'm honest.
You seldom wear a cravat at the moment. You used to be quite into a cravat.
Yeah, I was a big neckerchief fan. You know, we all change.
We all change. Like, today you're wearing slacks.
Wearing just my khaki slacks. And just a round neck. I'm very much into the Uniqlo round neck. Disappointing time in Uniqlo, though. I wanted to buy another orange jumper. My last one is not actually from Uniqlo, but I thought Uniqlo would have them. They didn't have them.
Just puffer jackets?
A lot of puffer jackets, and I'm sorry.
Like, fold down into a zippy bag?
Yeah, I'm not going to wear that.
Why not? You could look like you were in E17.
I would look like I was Italian.
Italian?
Yeah.
I don't think you look Italian at all.
Yeah, but if I put that puffer jacket on, you'd be like, oh. Molto bene, you're visiting.
Domas.
Domas, you're visiting. You're clearly on an exchange, some sort of student exchange program.
Did you went to France on exchange, didn't you?
I went on a school trip.
Oh, right, you didn't do exchange.
No, didn't do exchange, did you?
No, Mum didn't want people coming to our house.
No, and it's really scary, like going to somebody else's house. Why would
you do
that?
Yeah, they could kill you.
They could kill you.
They could be the perfect crime.
I mean,
it's not,
I think the perfect crime is one that is untraceable. I think it would be quite traceable. But
yeah, like they'd have the address.
Yeah, yeah, it would be a totally imperfect crime. But yeah, I think, I didn't do that. Didn't do that. But I wouldn't wear a puffer jacket unless I was on a foreign exchange.
Would you go on foreign exchange now? If they were like, we're doing it with comedians, you're swapping houses.
Yeah, potentially.
Oh, is that an idea for a great...
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, have I just stumbled across...
A great idea for a new podcast.
Or a new, like, just a share a format. It's
yeah.
called Comedy Exchange.
Send it in.
Guys, let's get this made.
What would you call it, though? We need a name.
It would be called... I'm not great in names.
What would it be called? I'm not great in names. Great. Would it be called, like, Comedy Swap? Something like that? Comedy.
If it was, like, French, would you go and do their gigs in English?
You'd have to learn the language.
You'd learn just your set in a different language.
Or, yeah, you'd learn funny things to say in, like, Italian.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You go to China and have to learn what makes the Chinese laugh.
That's great.
Good skill to learn.
Great skill to learn. Big country.
Big country.
There's a lot of Chinese people.
A lot of people there who need to
laugh. A lot of people to laugh.
So, I think that's a great idea, Suze.
Yeah, me too.
And you heard it here first.
You heard it here first, guys.
So, Westfield.
Go on.
Now, Shepherd's Bush, Westfield. I don't like actually as much as Stratford. What are your thoughts on that?
I like them both. Mm-hmm. If it's Christmas, I'll go.
Where's your favourite shopping centre? Tough one. Lakeside Thurrock?
No, it is the Boring in Birmingham.
Really?
No, the Boring.
I find that quite a confusing shopping centre.
Oh, I know it so well. I have done. I've done so many weekends of gigs in Birmingham. It must be the place that I've stayed in as much, not as much as, with London and Portsmouth taken out of the equation.
It's the place.
I've spent more nights in Birmingham than anywhere else.
Really?
Yeah. Do you so many gigs there?
Right.
I'm very big in Birmingham.
Very big in the West Midlands. Where would you like to go in the...
The Selfridges.
Yeah.
Because I like a department store.
Me too.
Love a department
Quite
store.
Quite overwhelming. Now, what is that place that sells those liqueurs that you can have made up for you? Do you know the ones I mean in the basement as a gift?
Yeah.
Who's buying them?
No one knows.
Who is buying
them? But
that?
Similarly to the Tom Ford counter, which is like amazing. They have a fragrance that is vanilla and tobacco. It smells like the sexiest thing in the world.
Does it? Or does it smell like somebody stubbed out a cigarette and an ice cream?
Which I find the sexiest smell in the world. So now I've just made it myself at home. Little ashtray.
Lovely.
Some cream.
Just some cream.
Pop and then cream. Pop it in the freezer and then just smear it all over your body before you leave. Oh. Sure, it's sticky. But you get to smell great.
Just like a Tom Ford fragrance.
But it's so nice. And then I asked how much it was and they were like, oh, a gazillion pounds.
Yeah, it's quite a lot.
And I was like, we don't even go up that high. And he was like, yeah.
Yeah. For you, it may as well be a gazillion pounds.
And I was even wearing my nice clothes. And even when I was wearing my nice clothes, he knew still that I couldn't afford it.
Oh, that's so harsh. I've been a number of times to the restaurant at the top of Selfridges.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I've been there for like maybe a sort of cheese platter.
Oh, very nice. What, like a Plowman's?
Like a Plowman's, but they wouldn't dream of calling it something like that.
Would they have pickle?
Absolutely not.
Chutney?
Maybe some sort of chutney, yeah.
Or piccalilli?
Yes, particularly they would allow, yeah.
Not a Branston?
There'd be no jars on the table, Susie.
God, no. What, they wouldn't just scoop out a bit of Branston and put it into a ramekin?
Actually, they might have done that, now you say that.
Don't know. I don't like... Do you like posh food? You were drunk. You were drunk in a Selfridges?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great time to be alive.
Great times.
Now, posh food?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Of course. What would you describe as posh food?
I don't like it when people get too posh for food.
Go on.
Like, you know when you go into like a really posh place and they're like, what have you got on the menu? And it's like pigeon.
You don't like that?
Yeah, like, oh, fuck off.
I mean, it's not like a pigeon from like under a bridge.
Well, how do you know?
I think it's a different type of pigeon. I hope it's a different kind of pigeon.
But how do you know?
Well, I mean, you could say that about anything. How do you know that the chicken is free range? How do you know it's not...
Yeah, if they say cow, you know it's not like a cow that lives under a bridge that's like, you know, occasionally picking up heroin. I don't know if pigeons do that, but I feel like they could.
Like they probably could.
And they've got those manky claws.
I mean, if they serve that in a posh restaurant, yeah.
Like with one manky claw?
One manky claw, maybe the bin still attached to it. Yeah.
See?
Yeah, that wouldn't be such a nice
But
thing.
I don't like it when it's like too much. You know what I mean? Like,
But then I have been to places and I'm like, oh, like we don't always want the same thing. I don't always want a burger.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean? There are those places that are like, oh, we're quite posh. And like, what is on the menu? Oh, our blah, blah burger.
A blah, blah burger.
A blah, blah burger.
No, I know what you mean. I just don't like it when people are like getting ahead of themselves with stuff.
Do you don't like that sort of French kind of...
I quite like... So Tony and I went for dinner the night.
Right. I feel like this is about this. Yeah. Where did you go?
We went to Sketch.
Did you?
Yeah.
New hat, going to Sketch.
Tony's doing very
things
well at work.
Things are really on the up.
Things are really on the way up for Tony. And,
Sketch, great place to go.
Great place to go.
I haven't been there for years.
But we had like oysters in something and
Ooh.
Then...
Do you like an oyster?
Well,
oh,
it's a
oyster.
It's a bit like phlegm, isn't it?
That's why I like it.
It's like someone's...
Oh, don't do that noise, please.
That's what it's like.
I'll still eat them.
Oh, gross.
Delicious. I didn't
shuck them open.
Oh,
gross.
It's lovely.
Don't
lemon
like
juice, bit of Tabasco.
No.
I love it on a fruit de mer platter.
Oh, see, you are posh.
Yeah. Well, I've made myself posh.
You've made yourself posh. About.
So what? So you had some sort of oysters Rockefeller?
No, they were in something.
Okay.
I don't mind them as much when they're cooked.
Okay.
And then I think we had frog's legs.
Oh, you really went all out on the...
On the French cuisine. And they were fine. But I really like frogs.
Of course, Lesbian Reptile Club.
Lesbian Reptile Club. And growing up,
yeah,
people used to say that I looked a bit like a frog.
Did they?
Yeah, look at this smile.
No, nothing like a frog.
Well, they say I have frog face.
You've just got a green jumper on.
I've got a green jumper on.
That's different. That's not the same.
And these weird legs. And this green skin. Other than that.
Other than that, nothing like a frog. Thank you. So you had frogs egg for main.
They were in something.
In a tomato sauce.
I don't really know.
And did you both have the same?
Yeah. We share everything, don't we? You know what me and Tony are like.
What, you just had one meal between you?
No, we always get two dinners and then share it.
Oh, nice.
That's how we have dinner.
That's a lovely thing to do. Nice service there. Look after you. Make for
very
special.
Nice service. Yeah, maybe for special.
They've got.
There was a guy that was next to us who was talking about sport a lot. And then when he went to get up, he was American. He was so tall that I was like, oh, I think I've just had dinner next to someone that might be quite a famous basketball player.
Yeah, or just a very tall golfer.
People kept looking over at him. And I was like, oh my God, did they see episode 16 of Virtually Famous last series? Oh my God, I found the podcast in.
It might have been.
Yeah, I'm not sure about posh food. I think I'm too working class for it.
Well, so.
Because I think some of it's just not nice and people are just pretending it's nice.
Give me an example of that.
Like, okay, wait a minute. I'll have something. Like. Eels.
Eels are not, I don't think.
No, jellied eels is really
the opposite of posh,
isn't it?
Although I'm sure it'll probably come round that it's like really posh.
Really posh. I don't know. There's just like game.
Game, okay.
Gamey stuff. Like,
right.
You know, like when you're watching the Bake Off.
They don't have game in that, do they?
No, they had game a couple of weeks ago. They were doing some pies. Anyway, what I'm saying, Tom, is I think food's getting away with itself.
Well, I think maybe that's true. Maybe that's true, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't beat a Wagamama's.
Right?
Or a Nando's.
Love a Nando's. Oh, perfect date.
It kind of is a perfect date. Do you sometimes get the nuts while you're waiting?
No, I get the olives.
Oh, nice. Do you sometimes get the custard tart for after?
Oh, I love those little Portuguese tarts.
And nutters.
Nutters.
Nutters tarts. Oh, do you have peri-peri chips?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I don't go chips, though.
Oh, where'd you go? Rice? Spicy rice?
No, I go macho peas.
I have macho peas. A fino side.
See, fancy.
Yeah, fancy. Posh food.
Fancy schmancy.
I've
even
had a
go
lot
posh
of macho peas. I've got off them a bit.
Nandies. In Nandies.
Everybody's favourite grandmother, Nando's.
Now, Tom,
yeah.
Back to...
So, the shopping centre. Well, what I was going to say
is... Yeah, go on.
So, I got ridiculously overexcited. I went to the food court. Oh.
Yeah.
It was so great.
Oh, my God.
And I nearly went to Comptoir Libanais, which is my favourite Lebanese outlet available in Gatwick North and Heathrow Terminal 4. I like it there. But then I was swayed by another Lebanese outlet that was there, which I did like it, but I wonder if I should have stuck with my original.
Did you go to a spud you like?
No, I did not go to Spudulike. They don't have one there. They do have a square pie or something.
Yeah.
My friends went there.
I like square pie, but sometimes they give it to you in like... a brown box.
Oh, do you like that or not?
No.
I don't really like pies. Savoury pies. I don't really like them.
You don't like savoury pies?
No. I find the pastry is a bit... Savoury pastry I find a bit like, what is this? What are we doing? See? I'm confused.
You're very confusing
very
as a man.
Confusing as a man. What will you have a pie with? Mash?
And gravy. Loads of gravy.
From the pie or extra on top?
Extra on top.
Oh, interesting. What's your favourite pie?
Oh, I don't know. Quite like a chicken one. Chicken. Now that
actually,
I'm back on the meat.
I do quite like a chicken and mushroom pie.
Or chicken and ham.
Nigel Slater's got a great recipe for that.
You love Nigel Slater.
Yes.
You know a lot of cooks.
Yes.
The Barefoot Contessa.
Yes, well remembered. Huge news.
Huge.
She's the best. She's the best. Also, I'm not averse to a pioneer woman. She's also on Food Network in the day. Pioneer woman. I mean, sometimes I wonder what her life is, but...
Cooking.
She seems happy. It's mainly cooking, but it's not that extensive. Like, one of them, she did sandwiches as a recipe.
You're joking me.
Yeah. Like, sandwiches that were rolled up, and it was a bit like, oh, come on.
My mum is the kind of woman that thinks, like, a sandwich can solve any problem.
That's probably true. What sort of sandwich would she make to solve a problem?
Oh, like when I was at school, I'd come in and be like, oh, so-and-so is nasty to me, and mum would
like...
Said
I look like a frog.
Precisely. Oh. And mum would say, chew on... some reptile food in a sandwich.
Shut up and eat your bugs.
And then her tongue went across the room.
Do you know what sandwich I like as
Go
a comfort
on.
One?
Cheese and pickle?
No, don't like cheese, don't like pickle. I do like cheese, but I don't like grated cheddar in a sandwich. Sorry, I don't like it. Will not have it. Do you know what I do like? Crisp sandwich.
Oh, yeah. What flavour crisps?
Salt and vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
Kingsmill white bread.
Yeah. Oh, I love a chip sandwich as well.
Oh, yes.
When the
yes.
chips are hot and it melts the butter. And then so what you're getting really is buttery chips.
Buttery chips in white floury bread.
I could be huge.
But we're not. How do we avert it?
Sometimes have to lay off the carbs.
Sometimes you have to lay off the carbs, you know, just having chip sandwiches.
Just chip sandwiches.
No carbs, thank
Bad
you.
Bad for you.
yes, that is a good one to have. I mean, yeah, the chips were a bit disappointing we had actually at the food court.
The thing
I had was a bit disappointing. It was all a bit disappointing. But at the time I was like, this is the best thing I've ever been to.
Do you like going for sushi when it goes round the little roundabout?
I've done that.
You like it?
I never crave it.
You like sushi or not? Just fine. Whatever.
I do quite like it. I like a wasabi. I quite like Japanese food. I think that's a good option at a station.
It's a good option at a station, you're right.
I think sushi is designed to be kind of easy to eat, sort of quick food.
But yeah, but I'm very particular about how much ginger and wasabi I have on it.
Oh, are you? What do you like?
Loads of everything.
Even wasabi?
Yeah.
Do you like English mustard then?
Yeah. Prefer that's... French.
Yeah, right.
Posh.
Posh. See, you're posher than you think.
I'm posher than I think.
I like it. What do you think about Itsu? Have you ever been to there?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I find a lot of the food looks a bit like claggy.
Claggy. Claggy soup.
You know, like claggy, like chicken with like a...
With
like
a
just
sauce.
Like mushy, yeah.
Mushy. Oh, dear. Eat? Will you go to an eat?
Oh, yeah, we went with it the other day, Tom.
Did we?
Yeah.
Where?
We went to one on London Bridge after the show.
Was that an eat?
Yeah.
Where?
I got a baguette.
I got a baguette?
Yeah, I had like a thing. It was definitely you.
Are you sure?
Like 100%.
Where we sat and looked out to the river?
No, not there. Different time.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't mind an eat. They used to do a version of a Vietnamese banh mi sandwich. Now, banh mi sandwiches are one of my favourite things, and I don't know why they're not the biggest food craze.
Well, there's that place, isn't there, by the John Snow, which is a pub in Soho, and you have to queue outside,
See, it's
and
happening.
That's banh mi.
It's happening. It's happening.
It's just like a sweet bun with, like, pork in, right?
Okay. Firstly, absolutely not. Secondly...
Watch your fucking mouth.
Secondly, never say that again. It's basically, because of the French influence in Vietnam... It's French bread, crusty French bread, but with delicious Vietnamese fillings. So it will have like pork, maybe some pate, but then like some pickled carrot, maybe some pickled radish. It'll have coriander. It'll
I think
have
I've had it.
Chili.
It's nice.
It's so nice. It's the best thing.
Okay.
It's like the coriander.
I believe you.
Coriander in a sandwich. It's like, why has nobody done this before? That's what I think, but I didn't have that. I wish I had that at the food court, but I didn't have that.
So did you? You just bought. So you wanted to do the podcast today about shopping centres, and what we've learned is you had a wander around, you had a very mediocre lunch,
evening meal, dinner.
And then you bought some files.
Yeah, it was such a great day. You know, when you just sort of caught up with all your shopping.
Just when you just think today I've lived.
Today, you know, I just want to have a look around Marks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and a John Lewis.
Well, there's not a John Lewis there. That's the thing.
But sometimes you just crave walking around a John Lewis.
I've got some vouchers and I want to buy a frying pan. Hmm. Anyway, that's a topic for another podcast. But
it's really not. Don't worry. It's not. We'll not do a whole episode on a frying pan. Don't worry.
But I did have a lovely time. Then we went to Carnuccio's. And they made
two dinners.
For dessert and coffee. I said,
God, you guys know how to live.
But they changed the lemon tart. And the first one they brought out, I didn't like it. So I sent it back. But they were good about it and they made it right, so it's okay. So I still love it up the luge. But there was a moment when I brought my friends there and I said, you've got to have the lemon tart. They used to be individual ones.
And now it's a slice.
Now they've gone to slices. But it was okay. The first one I did not enjoy, the second one I did. And the manager was very nice about it, so I feel fine.
Well, I'm delighted for you.
A happy ending at last.
A happy ending at last to end the podcast this week.
It's been a wonderful...
It's been a wonderful time.
A wonderful time chatting.
I hope you've enjoyed
you
our chats this week.
Thanks
Next
for
week
us.
We'll be taking on equally as big subjects, don't you worry.
Tackling the big topics.
Talking Brexit.
Unlike minded friends, Brexit.
Strictly.
All the big topics.
All the big topics. So we'll see you next week on Like Minded Friends. If you would like to come and see us on tour,
yes.
We're all over the place in the next few weeks.
Yes, where are we next, actually?
We're at Banbury Mill.
Banbury Mill. Banbury Mill. I'm sure it's going to be lovely. I'm a little bit worried about their Twitter account. I had to explain to them how to use Twitter the other day.
You did, and you did it in such a sweet way. It was lovely.
And then I said, you can't start, if you're trying to tweet at your friends, you can't start with an @.
No.
So then they went, so then they responded by going, thanks very much. So then that did go, just the thanks very much did go to all their followers.
They're very, I'm sure it's going to be lovely.
Lovely, sweet people, clearly.
Banbury, we're going to Sudbury.
We're going to all the Buries.
All the Buries. Manchester, of course.
Bury. Yes.
Manchester Bury. Wolverhampton.
Wolverhampton Bury. Yeah. Birmingham, Nottingham.
Birmingham Bury, Nottingham Bury. It's actually the Birmingham Glee, so it's kind of rhymes.
Bridport.
Bridport.
And are we going to Bridport?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Oh.
We are going to Bridport.
And some others as well. Do come.
Do come.
And we're adding some new ones for the new year.
Oh, yes. We've extended the tour into spring. So, yes. Oh, yeah. If there's anywhere that you think, oh, I could definitely bring 100 people to a venue, maybe tweet us and let us know where.
Okay. Let us know. We'll come. We would love to see you there. Thank you so much for joining
and
us.
And as ever, if you want to get in touch, you can email us on chat2likemindedfriends@gmail.com.
chat2likemindedfriends@gmail.com. And details of the tour are available at susieruffle.co.uk/tour.
tomindeed.com/shows.
Thank you so much and see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.